All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A call for the Mission Hill School to be shut down, a warning from the Boston FBI about sextortion of young boys, and find out who's on the cover of People's Beautiful issue. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Elon Musk announces what he wants to buy next, and it involves cocaine. And Tiger Woods wants to marry, but with one condition.
Leroy has your sports.
I've got another reminder that sometimes it's your own family that you need to keep an eye on. Plus, it's time to get ready for the second round of the NBA playoffs.
First, Boston Public School Superintendent Brenda Casilius calling for the closing of the Mission Hill School in Jamaica Plain. Now, this comes after a report alleging that the school overlooked allegations of sexual abuse, bullying, and neglected students with disabilities for years. If the school closes, 200 students in K through 8 would need to be moved to other schools. The Boston FBI warning people about an increase in incidents involving sextortion targeting young boys. It starts when an adult posing as a young girl uses deception and manipulation to convince boys, usually between the ages of 14 and 17, to engage in explicit activity over video that's secretly recorded and then used to extort the victim for money. The contact is over an online platform like a game, an app, or a social media account.
Yeah, that's something that they do to adults. I actually saw an episode of was it Black Mirror? What, that they did that to a dude? I think it was. I forget. They like got him in his camera masturbating and stuff, and then they were like, "We're going to send this to everybody in your contact list unless you give us money." Yeah.
People Magazine has announced who's on the cover of this year's beautiful issue. Dame Helen Mirren. I love her. About the honor, the Oscar winner says she never considered herself beautiful.
She is beautiful.
And at her age, she's 76, she said she's amazed. She also thinks that the word beauty should be replaced with swagger because it means you're confident in yourself and enjoying the world around you. People's Beautiful issue comes out tomorrow.
Romero disagrees.
Yeah, that's silly. Oh, look at that girl. She is swaggerful. That's stupid.
Why do they call her disagreeing with Helen Mirren being on the cover?
No, I mean, listen, for her age,
she looks very good
for her age. I mean, but you can't, you know, obviously. That's like comparing athletes across different.
Why do people always say for your age? Why can't you just say they look good?
Because for her age, she looks extraordinary, and she looks good in general.
Because you expect
but
76?
But, like, I'm not going to say, oh, man, you know, Helen Mirren, her and Scarlett Johansson are on the same level. They're not. They're not. I know, Pebbles. I know I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
I just never understand that. It's like, why can't somebody just be beautiful?
Because you hit a certain age where everything you do is good for your age because everyone else is in such bad shape or look like crap or just disasters.
Here's Melissa. I'm over it.
Tiger Woods is getting smarter with potential wife number two. After having to shell out about $100 million to his first wife, Elin, he is now demanding his potential second wife sign a prenup. Tiger has been dating his current girlfriend, Erica Herman, since 2017. Word is he is prepared to propose soon. But according to a source, he won't do it unless she signs a prenup to protect his $800 million. And that source says Erica's okay with it as long as it doesn't leave her completely high and dry. So we'll see how that goes.
Now comes a negotiation. Right, how much are you willing to take I bang an ugly waitress?
1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million.
Fabulous's net worth, about $8 million, so you'd think he'd be eating good most of the time, which is why his Instagram followers were scratching their heads when he shared his Tuesday night struggle meal in his stories. So his meal consisted of ramen noodles and frozen vegetables, and he posted, "Decided to cook something. My struggle meal don't look so bad." He threw in a couple of salmon pieces.
Yeah, and that's where the struggle meal goes away. You never say, "Oh, look at my struggle meal that includes salmon."
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I know.
Yeah, no. A struggle meal, like... Well, asked it on the Get Up Crew Facebook page.
I was just about to say, if you go to the Get Up Crew Facebook page now, we did ask the question, what is your favorite or go-to struggle meal? And I asked for pictures, would give you extra credit. And people are actually posting some... People have posted... Let me tell you something. I was the queen of the English muffin pizza growing up. I was
yes.
the queen.
Okay, that.
And a couple people have posted their English muffin pizzas.
Yeah, okay, put it this way. If you start off hypothetically a commercial on the radio with this.
All right, everyone knows I don't cook.
I'd never
tell my mother this, but you know, her cooking's not the best either.
You're the queen of struggle meals. And by the way,
can later we talk about what she
what Melissa messed up cooking last night. I don't want to say what it is, but it is
the easiest thing in the world.
Honestly, I can't think. I need to know how you messed up making blank.
Okay. We're going to finish real quick, but I'm just going to tell you, completely my fault.
As a matter of fact, we're going to have people call in and guess what Melissa messed up making last night.
I hate everybody. All right, everyone knows I don't cook. And I'd never tell my mother this, but, you know, her cooking's not the best either.
Elon Musk bought Twitter. And since then, he's been on a Twitter tirade talking about all his plans for the platform. First, he retweeted a fake tweet that someone made saying he was going to buy McDonald's and fix all the ice cream machines. His response, listen, I can't do miracles, okay? Then he tweeted he wanted to make another high-profile purchase. But for one reason, he tweeted, next, I'm buying Coca-Cola to put the cocaine back in.
Play that shit from the Yay Area!
Stop.
Oh, Yay Area! Yay Area!
I mean, he wanted free speech back in his on the Twitter platform.
If he did that and Coke sales went up,
stop.
Would that be a bad thing?
Stop it. Oh, my God. Here is Leroy with sports.
All right. This story is tough, but it happens more than you think. And I'm talking about family doing you dirty. Former Patriot Vince Wilfork's son pleaded guilty to stealing property from his dad.
Wow.
Everything he stole came to more than $300,000, including two Super Bowl rings. He's facing 5 years of probation. Now, I know they can recover as a family. Love is love. I get that. But my goodness, I couldn't imagine. Imagine
would you
that.
Guys prosecute your kids?
Woo.
Would you press charges against them?
I don't want to talk about that.
No.
It makes my stomach uncomfortable
thinking
about it.
No, I wouldn't do it. The Red Sox losing streak is over. They beat the Blue Jays 7-1. And the Celtics' next playoff opponent will be the Bucks. Game one is Sunday at 1. Sox Blue Jays today at 3:07. Bruins Sabres at 7. And the 2022 NFL Draft in Vegas begins tonight at 8. The Pats have the 21st pick. Nobody knows what they're going to do with it. So I'm not even going to sit here and try to guess. We'll see tonight. And I just want to say, shout outs to Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. If you know SpongeBob SquarePants, you know this music. You know what I'm talking about. And as a matter of fact, here's my prediction. The name of this song is called Lyman. The Patriots are going to get an offensive lineman in the first round. That's my prediction.
Nah, that's so boring.
And that's the Patriots. And that's sports.
It's
so boring when they do that because then, like, all the highlights are like the guy pushing somebody away.
Hey,
look, he's really good from the blind side.
Today's good news. Brooke Johns is an ER nurse in Vegas. When she has time off, she spends some of her free time volunteering to help patients with their hair. She goes from room to room to see if anyone wants to have their hair brushed or braided or get a hair massage. Don't think she's doing many cuts, but she says it's great because unlike when she's working, there's no time clock. If someone needs her for an hour, she can give them an hour. Brooke started volunteering her time about a year ago and says that she's helped more than 100 patients. I love that. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Planet Fitness.
Almost went in a panic. When I ran out, I got ahead of a problem. I had to use Gorilla Glue just to solve it. I went from silky to solid. Tried to wash it with everything I could think of, but nothing was making progress. I was stopping with the...
Okay, coming up, second date update.
That's the point. It's supposed to be terrible.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero, and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.